playing with an idea for a side hustle, but just don't have the time to do it? Well, with Wix, you get the freedom to build a successful side business online while keeping your other priorities front and center. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? Our chat-based AI can guide you through the process, creating a website that's as unique as you are, no matter what your field. From starting your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career. Go to Wix.com to get started.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, expert corporate finance, tax, and M&A services driving your business growth. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
Ian Guider of the Business Post, tell us please about a new data centre in Dublin for Microsoft, because I thought there was a problem getting new data centres permission, getting them connected, and particularly in the Dublin area.
Yeah, this is the first data center that has been approved in a number of years. So Microsoft will operate this data center, and it's being built on land owned by Energia, the big gas and electricity company. They have an existing power plant in Dublin called Hunstown, and on the site of that, there is now going to be a huge data center for Microsoft. It was given the go-ahead by Onboard Planola, despite objections from a number of groups, including Ontashka. And what Onboard Planola said was that it actually was in line with government's climate action plan, because what will happen at this new data centre is that it will be connected to the grid, which is very important, because there are many data centres that don't have approved connections to the existing electricity grid, but that there is already an agreement in place that it will be powered by renewable energy coming from onshore wind farms and also solar farms. So Microsoft and Energia have already agreed to take existing power from approved wind farms back up in Monaghan that will feed into the grid, that will offset the use of the system by this data centre. It is a little bit surprising, Matt. I think many people had thought that the existing moratorium on building new data centres, unless you had a pre-approved connection to the grid and also an agreement to get power from renewable energy sources, I think that swung it in the end for these two companies. So this data centre will now get the go-ahead. It will take another little while to build. And of course, these are huge capital investments. They take hundreds of millions of euro to build. The number of jobs will be in the dozen. But I think for lots of people who have been in the data centre business in the last number of years and have seen locals object, have seen groups object, have seen local authorities object to them, will think this is a good announcement, because we are putting out the message that no, we're not closed to data centres, take your investment elsewhere. I think though, if you were somebody new to Ireland, if you weren't somebody like Microsoft who already has existing data centres, if you weren't one of the big companies that has already got agreements to purchase renewable energy, you might struggle, because we know the grid operator has said that any new connection really would need a backup, so that if the power system went down or if it was overloaded, that you need to show that you have a proven source of backup power, and also you can concentrate them in the one area. I think the fact that this was already going onto an existing huge land bank where there is already a power station, I don't think it would have got through the planners.
Okay, but there are a number of things that are very important to continued foreign direct investment in technology in Ireland. Issues in relation to intellectual property and taxation are particularly concerning at present. And I think that's something that a lot of people are looking to see what Trump does in recent weeks or in future weeks, in addition to the whole issue in relation to tariffs. But the other big issue, though, isn't it, if we're going to get new investment by these giant tech firms, data centres is going to be central to it. And that would suggest that, I don't know whether Onboard Planola is thinking of the overall economic imperative or is just focused on this particular one scheme. But it could be that we will have many more applications in coming weeks and months. And could it be that they will have to use this as a sort of a template for wherever they want to locate new data centres in the future?
Yeah, because the big two bottlenecks, Matt, are the grid connection. So what the big problem is that data centers are sucking up so much electricity use that you have to have a backup. And is that backup coming from a generator, which is fueled by carbon assets? You think of oil generators, or is it fueled by renewable energy, solar and wind farms? And if you can show that you've got an agreement to purchase the power from a wind farm, which this one had, that possibly will comply with rules on the grid connection and also show that you're not taking away from the government's carbon plan. If you're not able to do that, if you're just hoping to say, well, there's enough electricity in the system for all of us and we'll take our bit of it, I don't think that will swing by either the local authority or planners. But I do think the government will have been very happy to see this go ahead, because again, all of these big companies, Matt, they are looking at Ireland and they're thinking, well, if we can locate our data center here, we'll take it elsewhere. And there have been moves in the United Kingdom. They have said they are open to investment. In France as well, Emmanuel Macron has put in a lot of efforts lobbying the big technology companies. And we do know as well, under pressure from Donald Trump, all of these big companies who are involved in artificial intelligence, who need these new data centers that are absolutely huge. There's one of them planned for Texas, Matt, that's the size of Manhattan almost. And these are the ones that are going to be the ones of the future. Okay. And we can't be seen, I think, Matt, to turn our nose up at them. Nothing on that scale is coming here, but these ones are still pretty large.
Okay, there's British mini budget today, a bit of an emergency budget because of their economy been in a bit of rag order. What's the most significant thing of it? Will it have any implications for Ireland?
It will have some implications for Ireland, Matt, because they are showing that the economy in Britain is going to grow well below what they had previously forecast just a couple of months ago. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, back in her actual budget, which was only back at the end of last October, said the UK economy would grow by around 2% this year. Well, here she is a couple of months later having to say, well, the forecasters that the UK government has to abide by say will actually only grow by 1%. This year. And that means that there is a big scramble to try and find savings in the budget because they're not going to generate the tax revenues they need. So they decided, even though they didn't use the austerity word, it is austerity in all but name. They're cutting back on social welfare benefits. They're curbing benefits for people with disabilities to try and force people back into work. They're cutting winter fuel payments. And today they said, because the black hole in the public finances is bigger, they're now going to have to find even more savings from social welfare. There's also a plan to cut 50,000 civil service jobs and look for more savings. They're cutting their overseas aid budget to boost their military spending. And they're also trying to find more efficiencies in government by using technology and artificial intelligence. Matt, the UK economy growing more slowly means Irish exporters will be facing a more difficult time, particularly in things like food and the dairy sector.
Thank you very much for that, Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post.
The last word on Today FM.
Get ready to turn that idea of yours into a successful side hustle without sacrificing time for the other things in your life. No matter your field, Wix's chat-based AI can help you get your website up and running in minutes so you can start achieving your goals. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? AI-powered campaigns, SEO, market insights. We're always there for you. From launching your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career, head over to Wix.com and start creating today.